Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's September 14th. U.S. President William McKinley died on this day in 1901 after being shot on September 6th of that year. When he was shot, McKinley was at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. At the time, Buffalo was one of the largest cities in the United States thanks to its position relative to both the Erie Canal and the major railroads. As another bonus, it was very close to Niagara Falls, which had become a major tourist attraction. McKinley had been reelected in 1900, and he wanted to attend the exposition, which had been postponed before due to the Spanish-American War. These expositions highlighted a very particular idea of American progress. It really showed off the United States as a place of innovation and culture, and those were among the reasons why McKinley wanted to be there. He also wanted to have a lengthy meet and greet outside of the Temple of Music at the exposition. This was against the advice of his advisors, who were increasingly worried about the threat of an assassination, especially after the assassination of Umberto Primo of Italy on July 29th of 1900. McKinley was in the habit of having these handshake appearances after his speeches and addresses, and he just refused to give them up. All his team could do was to add more security. They could not convince him not to do it. So the president was shaking hands on September 6th when 28-year-old Leon Czolgosz shot him twice. Czolgosz was an anarchist. He was inspired by that assassination in Italy, and he believed that McKinley was an enemy of the American people and that McKinley was doing what was best for the rich and powerful while ignoring the needs of the working class. Czolgosz had actually planned to assassinate McKinley the day before. When he got there, he wasn't confident that he could make his shot, so he tried again at the public receiving line with his gun concealed in a handkerchief. One of the two bullets that he fired was deflected by a button on McKinley's clothing, and the other hit him in the abdomen. Security and the crowd turned on Czolgosz when this happened. McKinley, though, called out for him to be captured and not harmed. The president underwent surgery at the Exposition Hospital. They did not really have a surgeon on staff. The doctor who did this procedure was a gynecologist named Matthew Mann. This was before the development of modern sanitary surgical procedures. Man basically felt around inside the president's bullet wound with his fingers. He couldn't find the bullet and sewed the president's wound up. For several days after that, McKinley seemed to be improving, but he collapsed on September 13, 1901, and he died the following day. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt had come to Buffalo after the shooting, but he had gone back to his family vacation because it seemed like McKinley was going to pull through. He came back to Buffalo and was sworn in as president about 13 hours after McKinley's death. So for that window of time, there was technically no president. After an autopsy, the cause of the president's death was determined to be an infection and gangrene. After a funeral in Washington, D.C., McKinley's body was returned to his hometown of Canton, Ohio. Czolgosz was tried for murder and sentenced to death, and before his execution, he said, quote, "I killed the president because he was the enemy of the good people, the good working people. I am not sorry for my crime. I am only sorry I could not get to see my father." You can learn more about the assassination of President McKinley, as well as other presidential assassinations, in the November 9th and 11th, 2015 episodes of Stuff You Missed in History Class, which are called New York Super Week Live, Assassination History, Parts 1 and 2. In those episodes, we interview author Brian Young about his book, A Children's Illustrated History of Presidential Assassinations. You can subscribe to the Stay in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for some folks wrecking trains for fun and profit.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
NFLShop.com is your one-stop shop for officially licensed NFL gear to rep your favorite team. Check out the latest arrivals of jerseys, t-shirts, and much more. You'll find everything you need for a winning season with the best selection of NFL gear you'll find anywhere. Assemble your fan uniform for cheering on your team everywhere from the stadium to your couch. Shop an unbeatable selection of gear to showcase your team pride and style. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.